back to our anime show. I'm Binge Monster.
And I'm a Green Queen.
I was gone last week. You know what's crazy? I don't remember why I was gone. Like, I know I was gone because I was doing something, but I don't know what I was doing. I was in the city. I don't know. But I'm glad to be here again this week. I'm excited. It's a big week. We're recording this and another episode for you guys at the same time this week. And I imagine that the other episode we're recording this week will come out first. Avatar just came out, which we're super excited to talk about and watch. But this episode, we wanted to focus on something that I've been thinking about for a little while. Now that Green Queen here is properly, you know, seasoned, we can have a fun conversation about different characters across the anime verse that we think about when we, like, I don't know, think about different attributes that make characters great. I don't know if you were, like, I mean, this, what I'm about to describe is not unique to the anime, like, community. But when I was growing up, one of my favorite things to do, like, when I was hanging out with my friends is we would, like, we'd be like, my, like, if this person, this person, this person were on the same team, they could never be beaten. And then somebody would be like, oh, yeah? Well, like, what if I had this person, this person, and this person? And we would, like, debate like we were true experts on the freaking playground. Do you know what I mean? Did you ever have, like, did you ever do that when you were growing up?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of times when I was growing up, it was like I wanted to pretend to be these people. Like, if I talked about this, I was like, oh, yeah, they sound like this. I'm really trying to think, like, I guess I've been like, oh, I bet this person and this person would, like, get along.
Yeah.
That's something that I've done.
So, like, you could play tag, right? As, like, a character. I don't know, like Thor or like Spider-Man. And you create rules on the playground, like, as you're playing this game. And somebody would be like, I got you. And you'd be like, no, like, because I'm Spider-Man, like, I have Spidey sense. So you actually have to tag me twice. And, like, you can't do that, you know?
Uh-huh. Yes, 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 I do know. I know what you're talking about. Okay, yes, yes.
And we tried to justify these fictitious rules that were not real based on, like, our opinions about the characters we were, you know, like, pretending to be, right?
Yeah. Have I done it? I don't know. If I'm being honest, I don't know.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. Like, childhood to me, for some reason, I'm like, you in particular, Binge Monster, you can remember things about your life that amaze me. And that is, like, not something that I have. Like, I remember really random things. Like, when I cut my finger with scissors for the first time. Or
that
when
sounds
I...
like, that sounds so dramatic. The way you delivered that just now, I'm like, oh no, that sounds like a story there.
Or I remember having to go into another room to watch Dragon Ball Z because my dad was watching something else on the TV in the house.
Mm.
Like, I remember that.
What did your dad, like, call it? Did he call it Pokemon? Or did he call it Dragon Ball Z?
See, I don't know. I don't think he gave a shit what it was or what I was doing. He was just like, you're not watching it. Like, the Yankees are playing or something.
Because I'd be watching Yu-Gi-Oh! And my mom would be like, can you turn Pokemon down? And I'd it'd be like nails on a chalkboard. It's like, just the disrespect, you know? Like, hello.
No, they, I don't, I mean, like, I wasn't into, I don't know, I'm really trying to think. I feel like I wasn't, again, like, I watched some shows, I watched some Avatar, but, like, I wasn't taken, I think, by anything that was on TV. If anything, I was really taken by movies. Like, I loved Disney movies. I loved, like, random movies and stuff. And or, like, toys. Like, I liked playing. Like, I loved Littlest Pet Shop when I was growing up. That was, like,
oh, it. My God.
It was it for me.
I played a lot with my toys. I did.
Yeah.
Especially Batman. I had this, like, really killer Batman that shot, like, a little hook out. And I just, yeah.
You were so cool, man.
I had a big yellow Tonka truck that I just put all of my, like, favorite toys and action figures on, and we would go to war. It was,
oh yeah,
it was good. We'd times.
Them boys, because we'd them boys.
So I feel like this episode, in this episode, we're we're bringing back that energy, and we're putting our imagination hats on, and we're thinking about which anime characters have these very specific attributes that we think about. And we'll build, like, a team. We'll build a team of the best of the best.
Yes.
Right?
The Noah's Ark of anime, if you will.
Damn. I like that. I like that we are deciding who gets to be on the boat and everybody else is drowning.
And everyone else drowns.
There's also something particularly magical about the fact that your mic is glowing blue. We're talking about this.
I don't know where to put it.
That and there's just like just the red background. It's like everything is the ocean and everything around it is dead. Anyways,
small tangent. So small.
Okay, so how are we going to do this? I think the way that we do this, let's frame this for the listeners, sure. Right? Like, so we've picked a couple of categories: fashion, intelligence, brute strength, strategy, acts of service, swordsmanship, growth, and charisma. And we're going to pick the characters we think best embody each of these attributes and build a team that get to live on the metaphorical Noah's Ark of anime. That's what we're calling this episode, the Noah's Ark of anime.
The Noah's Ark of anime. That will definitely get clicks. People are going to be like, excuse me, I just have to know what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I feel like you should kick us off.
Wow, and okay.
I'm ready. You're ready. Fashion first? Should we just go in order?
Fashion forward, man. Fashion okay. First. Fashion forward. And I don't know, I really thought about this. Okay, so I'm even pulling up my anime list just to have it out so I could like see things that I might want to talk about. So this is the first thing. Obviously newer anime that I have watched are going to be kind of at the forefront of my mind, because fashion, I'm telling you, I don't know why, but the first person coming to my head is the girl from My Love Story with Yamada-kun, level 999. I don't know okay. why. I don't know why. I think honestly, it was just that I was really like, I like her outfits. Do I think they're the most fashionable? No. And probably in the time at which we talk about this, I'll be like, this person maybe more, or that person maybe more. But she's the first person coming to my mind. The main character in My Love Story with Yamada-kun, level 999.
I'm trying, you know, to
remember her name.
I wish I could tell you. I do. I wish I was there with you having watched this.
Akane. Oh, Akane. That's what it was. Her name. Akane. It's not about the clothes at all.
It's not? So what but is it about?
She cares about clothes. And I think her clothes are nice.
Yeah.
But I do not think she has the best fashion in anime, but she is what's coming to my mind right now, if I'm being honest.
I wonder if we're going to get crucified for this.
I feel like we might. This one, because this one's tough.
It is tough. If the other one. How do you, what's a framework? for determining a good fashion sense. I feel like fashion is super subjective. I feel like everyone has an opinion of what's fashionable. So are we projecting our own sense of fashion onto these characters? Or are we just saying like, hey, here's conventionally like the character who has the best fashion sense. Like, how are we going to do this?
Yeah. Or if we think about like an outfit, because like, I guess my framework was I would like, I watch that character and I'm like, I'd wear that.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my framework where I go, I'd wear that.
Yeah.
Or if we're thinking, if we're actually thinking of who at any point has the best drip.
Yeah.
Do we want to do that one instead? Because I've now thought of something.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, if we're going under the circumstances that we are thinking of who in any single moment had the best drip.
Yeah.
AKA the best outfit. It is by far, in my opinion, Rukia in you know what.
In Bleach? When
Rukia from Bleach during you know what in Thousand Year Blood War.
Okay.
When she finally, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bankai? I know what you're saying. I do.
That look, that fit, it gives, it serves, it is fashion forward. It is.
Mm.
That's my final answer.
That's your final answer. That's a good answer.
What about you?
That's the thing. So like...
That's the thing.
I'm at a weird, my closet right now is in a very interesting stage of evolution. I just hit the 30-year crisis. And quite honestly, it's not hitting me in the same way I feel like amongst my peers, I hear people get, you know, talk about it. Like, like there's this level of fear. It's more a level of like guilt. Oh. I feel more guilt turning 30 than I feel fear of being old.
Oh.
The guilt is not having invested. Or maybe it's a little shame. Maybe it's a more shame than it is guilt.
Are you ashamed?
But I've not invested in clothes that like, I don't know, that are just like, you know, respectful versus comfortable. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm in this weird evolution where it's like, I just can't wear sweatpants and joggers and shorts all the time. Like, I need to dress for success, I guess.
Yeah.
And now I'm in these spaces where, like, perception matters and, like, you know. So I say this because it's relevant. And I think Lloyd from Spy Family dresses exceptionally well.
Okay.
Right? Like, man is an assassin, and he needs to run and make violent physical movements all the time, but he looks fabulous when he does it.
Absolutely incredible. Right? Absolutely incredible choice.
It's, like, clean cut, but, like, professional, but, like, also casual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I feel like that's what I'm thinking.
Well, even the thing about Lloyd, too, is his ability to... Cross-dress is not the right word necessarily, but his ability to go undercover.
Yeah, to like adapt.
We're really thinking even about survival in fashion since Noah's Ark.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking you're really onto something special.
He's a good person to have on the boat.
Very good person to have on the boat.
Yeah. Okay. We got Rukia and Lloyd. What a start. All right, what's next?
It's looking like the next thing is there it is in my notes here. Sorry, put them away. Intelligence. The next one is intelligence. So who for intelligence do you think you would that would make the perfect team, the ultimate team?
See, the thing is there's a lot of really smart characters. Like but I feel like, you know, when we think about it in terms of who do I want on the boat?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like Lelouch from Code Geass, I'm not sure about. He's very smart, but, like, might be a problem. Shikamaru's great, too. And so is Light. Light is very smart from Death Note, but, like, he's the villain, so... So I feel pretty good about my guess. I feel pretty good about my vote, excuse me. Which is, if we are truly going to have to eventually start over...
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going Senku. From, Senku. From, why am I blanking? Dr. Stone.
Dr. Stone, I knew it! I didn't know his name.
Like, well, obviously, if you're going to start over from the primitive age, like, you got to have him. And yeah, he's obviously very smart. So, yeah, I feel like he's no-brainer.
Absolutely. I was really thinking Shikamaru, but you know what? We do have strategy coming a little later, and I was like, maybe that's Shikamaru. So,
yeah.
I mean, as far as, like, smarts, who, you know what? Beatrice from ReZero, she, like, lived in the library.
She did.
Right? Is she smart?
I don't know. I don't know that they've ever emphasized her. They, like, she's really old, right? Like, she's, like,
She's in, like, a child form, but...
Yeah,
but she definitely feels, like...
Knowledgeable, no question.
Knowledgeable, like an adult. I don't know. I'm really trying to think. Let's see.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm surprised that Norman or Armin did not jump out of your mouth.
Damn. Armin smart? Armin is too soft for me. I guess he is smart. I don't know. Although, what was his name? Norman. You know what? Yeah. I will say Norman because if we're thinking about Dr. Stone, the character you're talking about, that is Dr. Stone, correct?
Senku? Yeah.
Senku is Dr. Stone. Yeah, and then I'll bring Norman. That feels appropriate. That feels really appropriate. Right?
I thought so. Okay. So the next one is Brute Strength. I got mine. You're first this time.
Okay. I mean, honestly, like, All Might.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All Might.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
All I got, All Might.
That's funny. I actually thought you were gonna go Sakura. But All Might makes sense. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Why did you think that? Like, I'm not. She's very strong, but I'm not an idiot. She's not the strongest, most brute force in anime.
She's put in some crazy work in Shippuden, though. That's, like, impressive. I don't know if it's All Might level, but it's. It's debatable, actually. It's debatable. But All Might, like, yeah, that just makes so much sense. I'm going Goku, just because, like...
Oh.
Like, what are you going to do? Right?
What is the most brute strength thing Goku has ever done? That you can recall. Not this!
I mean, I feel like he could just break a planet with a punch at this point. Like, I feel like he's hit, like, slamming into a sizable portion of planet. He's shattered them. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. I feel like he just could if he wanted to.
That's
just depends
fair.
On where he, like, directs his energy. Now, you could make an argument somehow that's cheating because he uses energy to get that strong. But, like, even in his base form, like, I just genuinely believe that he could, if he really wanted to, break a planet.
He just could.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Okay. So. Okay.
All right. Strategy? Am I first?
I mean, you can go first. I already said I'm going to say Shikamaru.
And that's a really good, that's...
I feel like that's the obvious answer.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. Like, there is a character, I don't know, there's so many great strategy characters. Like this is where I might put Lelouch, who's a great strategist. But I also feel like there's a current anime running, and I'm Classroom of the Elite, and a lot of people are saying that the season is a little bit slow. It's a little bit of a slow burn, for sure, and like you have to have watched the previous seasons to like understand what's going on. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of his accomplishments to say, but the main character in that show seems to be like a pretty unbelievable strategist. And he can pull strings without being the one who actually executes the plan. Whereas, like, I feel like most others, like, are at the forefront of plans and, like, I don't know. This is really tough for me. I'm going to go with... going to have to edit this out. Like, I can't make a decision. Just strategy.
You know what's another one that I thought of that's sick? Sick.
Who?
Aaron Yeager. Absolutely foul. Never allowed. Genocide is not our thing, but I was like, I mean, I guess that was pretty slick.
There are some really amazing strategists in anime, but like, and some of them are villains. Like, even Aizen was a genius when it came to like,
yeah.
Like, he lost kind of on a fluke, a little bit. Just a little bit. Like, oh plot armor. Well, I mean, like, come on. Like, plot armor, like, the dude was bad. Like,
he was down bad.
He was pretty smart. Yeah, man. I just don't know what to put here. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Just to call it, like, I'm gonna say that Light from Death Note, from a strategy perspective, like, he accomplished horrible things, and he did fuck up at the end, but, like, he's a pretty good strategist, I have to say.
Damn, I'm forgetting all about Dr. Mau Mau from Apothecary Diaries. I'm just putting her in the conversation somewhere in here, because she's very important.
She is.
Okay, so if we're looking at our list, our next one, we did fashion, we did intelligence, we did brute force strategy. Next one is acts of service. So, like, who in anime, I guess let's be particular about this too. Are we saying that they have a lot of acts of service, or are we saying that they have the best acts of service? This is selfless acts of service, correct? I don't know.
That's a good question. Doing it by volume, or are we doing it by, like, just who's a good person who just constantly looking out for the other person, the other, like, the community and people? I don't know. Maybe we do, like, because, like, by volume is hard. Like, how do you even, I don't know. Certain characters, just because they have more episodes in them, might win that way. Maybe that's not the good way. So, I don't know. Like, who is the person who, when we think of, like, that person really just, as a common character trait, really goes above and beyond to deliver an acts of service? Acts of, yeah.
I haven't seen this in a minute, but it's kind of at the forefront of my mind for this. For some reason, I'm thinking of Given. And I'm thinking of Ritsuka, I suppose. Yeah, Ritsuka and Mafuyu are the ones that get together. And, you know, Mafuyu is this person who wants to learn how to play guitar and wants to sing, and then, like, I feel like Ritsuka, like, really consistently supports and, like, is there for and cares for and does a lot of acts of service to help Mafuyu heal. from what he's been through. And I feel like that in and of itself is a very great act of service. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you seen Given? You have, right?
The movie?
I don't know. There's a series and a movie.
Yeah, I don't think I saw the movie.
It's so, I mean, did we watch the movie? I think I watched the series and the movie all in one night. Like,
did
a
you?
Hurtful psychopath. But that's what's coming to my mind. I'm definitely thinking this is romance. Like, I'm definitely thinking that this is romance.
Yeah. See, I was kind of going that way too. And I'm not sure what this is. It's a big genre, right? But I was thinking,
yeah,
like Tadano from Komi Can't Communicate.
Mm.
And like, I really do believe that he like really tried to help her communicate, like not from this like place that was like perverse or rooted in a crush in the beginning. Like, I think that kind of, or maybe organically happens like throughout the show. Mm-hmm. I really feel like he's a good guy that just like really wanted to do this for her and like realized she deserved it. And in an effort to do that, like really tries to see it through.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he's just a good guy to have on board. Like, that's my vote.
Yeah. We both went romance here. There's something about it. Cause I also thought, like, going back to Akane, there are so many things that like Akane does, you know, for the other characters. She like makes him lunch and does like all these things. Cause he's like basically like just some guy and he like orders food all the time and she makes him like home.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere in the romance. Oh, well, we didn't even mention My Happy Marriage. That couple, don't even get me started. Acts of Service. Like,
yeah.
This is definitely for the romance girlies, if you will.
All right, swordsmanship.
Yeah, baby. Oh!
This is a really good one. What's your take?
Wow. I have to say, honestly, I'm leaning Gabi Madu from Hell's Paradise.
Oh, cool.
I mean, does he work with a sword all the time? No. I think he mostly has, like, dual wield when he even has weapons. Is that correct? I think he came from being a sword ninja.
Yeah.
And then, am I getting that all wrong? Because, like, obviously when we meet him, he's getting a second chance at life.
Yeah.
And does everything with his hands. So swords,
right.
I don't know. But I feel like give that man a sword and you'll be terrified.
Yeah.
Or we could think Demon Slayer. And I was like, there's a lot there. Tanjiro.
Oh.
Rengoku. So
do we want to do like, yeah, because like, yeah. the Demon Slayer verse. I mean, if we're gonna use swords with powers, you can't ignore Bleach, obviously, right? Like,
yeah,
that's tough. But if I had to go like for the craft, like two names immediately stand out to me. Afro from Afro Samurai is an obvious choice for me. And then the other is Jean from Samurai Champloo. Who is like just an incredible swordsman. And I feel like from a technical perspective, these two with no like additional powers laid into it, just like actual swordsmanship, man, it's beautiful. Like, it's beautiful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are the ones I'm going. Have you watched Afro Samurai?
No, before? And we talk about this constantly. No, I have not. Mm. Or Samurai Champloo.
Yeah, Samurai Champloo is really good.
Mm. Yeah. No, it's so bad. Me and Cheeks, we are rewatching. Well, for him watching, for me rewatching seasons 5 and 6 of My Hero Academia.
Oh, really?
Because he's never seen it, and I'm like,
wait, what? You never saw My Hero?
He has not seen season 5 and 6 of My Hero Academia. They did the school spirit festival thing.
Oh.
Little mini arc. And he was like,
I'm out.
This is stupid. I'm out. He was like, I'm trying to see these kids break necks.
Yeah. But it's coming.
That's what I told him. I was like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
It gets crazy.
That's like the first 4 episodes of Avatar. Like, that's like a fair, like, equivalent of, like, they're still children and it's safe. Even though there are some really great action arcs before that. But, like, yeah. I hear it. I hear it. Okay. So, growth.
Growth. Growth. Ash Ketchum. Just kidding.
That's a good one.
Growth. Growth is tough. I'm really trying to think. Who goes from being so ain't nothing to being God?
Mine is, there's 2.
Okay.
I'm going to pick one, but I don't know which one yet. The first one is Zuko. Greatest growth arc.
Yes.
I can think of.
Yeah.
Just from like a period, just like, you were just an ain't shit little child, and then you became a whole man that I care
everything.
About.
Yes.
I did not like him until the 11th hour, and man, what an arc. And then the second I like for a slightly different reason. He was never a bad guy turned good guy. But when we talk about that shonen trope of like when you start out, you're just like really the weakest possible link. Mm-hmm. And then by the end, you become a god.
Mm-hmm.
Like Suna from Katekyo Hitman Reborn
mm-hmm.
will always strike me as wow. Like you were impressively terrible. Like you, like to the point where the potential scale of what I thought was possible
mm-hmm.
was so off that I had to watch the whole series. It was actually like impressive. Yeah. So like from a growth of like, wow, like you didn't even, your base wasn't even a base
mm-hmm.
to like that. It's the biggest jump. I feel like, or at least one of the biggest jumps. But so yeah, like how do we want to do this? Like when we talk about growth, do we mean like as a person or like you went from nothing and like you said it, you actually said it like ain't shit to become a god. Like if it's that, it's Suna. But if it's like really like, man, you really changed and evolved as a person and you grew, it's Zuko for me. I don't know.
Yeah. I think, like, I agree, and I think that I'm really, really trying, because there's a lot of shonen that I have started, but they're not really, like, finished. Like, I would love to be, like, Deku, but, like, Deku has had a lot of growth in both, like, I feel like, facets that we're talking about, and maybe he's just at the forefront of my mind again because I'm watching it, but, like, I have not read it, so, like, I don't know where he's at now.
Yeah.
Or what he's doing with that.
Like, has to be, like, bigger, greater, crazier, it has to be. Right?
Like, I mean, even where we end in season 6 is, like,
yeah.
Oh, this is, like, one, this is not a kid anymore in the head.
Right,
like,
right.
We see him go through depression and, like, really feeling the gravity of his situation, and we see him really tapping into powers that we never could have even imagined. So,
yes.
I think I'm just going to say Deku, but like I know that Asta goes through something very similar to Deku. I would like to think both in spirit and physical strength.
Yeah.
You already brought up Zuko, which is I think actually the best choice and needs to be on the arc just for a couple different reasons. I don't know. I think my mind is really, really going in the direction of like power, skill, and and so forth. Yeah.
I'm really Deku was a really good one too. He really, yeah. I mean, he had no power.
Literally, right? Like, literally yeah. So ancient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Suna, but in a different way, really. Mm. In a different way. Because like Deku dreamed to be a hero, and Suna was like, I mean, the idea never crossed his mind. Like it wasn't, you know. But Deku like really does start as like a little crybaby, like ancient, like yeah,
scared. So, yeah, everything. Yeah,
it's a good pick. All of them are good picks.
So our last one is charisma. Who has like so much charisma? You know what the kids are saying? Do you know what I mean when I say Riz?
I do.
Charisma. That's what the kids are saying.
I never put that together.
Because
I know what Riz is, but I put that together.
This is so important because I was on stream and I was chasing a dragon. It's a long story. I was chasing a dragon and I was like, well, what do I do when I get there? And they were like, you Riz the dragon. And I was like, that feels so dirty. What are you all talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, 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 no. Charisma. It's just like charisma. Like you bring charisma. And if I say it more, everyone will all be annoyed or they'll really get it.
I definitely feel like your instinct was fair though. Like yeah. You... Like, it's also used, like, to imply seduction.
Yeah, isn't it? I thought it was. Yeah, of
course. It can be, of course. Yeah, it's like who has the most Riz in the friend group. Like, who yeah, yeah. I mean,
who pulls?
It wasn't absurd of you to say that.
Okay.
By any means. Yeah. So...
So that being said, who has the best Riz in anime?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. I have a lot of thoughts here. I want to say Naruto because
wow,
because he doesn't have the kind of charisma where, like, because of someone's conventional looks when they walk in a room, everyone goes, but, like, things happen and he becomes important to the world.
Yes.
And like, he deserves that. But I realize that, like, you know, there's he's not the most charismatic anime character. Like, I'm actually going to go the villain route here because I think.
Wow.
Because I think that it's needed. Like, when I think of charisma isn't always used for good, right? Like. He's not going to pick to be the top of my list, but like Krollo from Hunter x Hunter has a lot of charisma as a leader. Light has some charisma to him, like when he's trying to be manipulative. Itachi has charisma about him, right? Like, I don't know. Like these are, I feel like these are fair, but I'm going to go with Aizen for one reason.
Wow.
I'm going with Aizen because he was able to convince his natural enemy in the Hollows to follow him unconditionally. Yes, his power was a big part of that, but like even within his, like he convinced a blind man to follow him blindly. He convinced someone who was actually trying to kill him the whole time to like serve under him, and he made his natural born enemy in Hollows follow him obediently. And I feel like he's a charismatic leader that everyone's afraid of, but still charismatic. So I'm going to play the negative side of the coin here, and I'm going Aizen.
Okay. Okay. Hasn't got that riz, I suppose.
I think he does.
I listen, I think that you're going to be mad that you didn't think of my answer.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Bocchita from Blue Lock. If that kid ain't charismatic, I don't think I know what that word means then. I think you're mad. Low-key, you're laughing, but I know
you're not mad. I think it's hysterical that you thought of him specifically.
Doesn't he have it though? He just like has like whatever it is, like he just has it.
Listen.
Come
the
on
boy,
now.
The boy does also have a little bit of a problem. He's a little bit.
Oh.
Listen, he's got a bad boy streak to him though. I mean, you can't look at Bocchita and go like he talks to a shadow. There's something just a little off about him, Abby. I mean, you can't say, tell me he's stable 100%.
You know, but he got that riz, though. But he got that riz, though.
I think
the shadow rizzy, too. You just wait.
I think the scenes with him shirtless helps, right?
What? Who I'm are just you asking, thinking of?
I'm asking if
but that
could that
is a child! I am old.
Okay.
No, it's when he does this one. Or like you know, when they stick out their tongue a little bit and they pull down their eye.
It's funny too, like Prince of Tennis really, really milks those kind of like mannerisms in their characters.
Yeah.
And it's really cringy. So here's what I'll say. I will agree with you that, like, those little moments he is able to pull off without it being weird and icky and, like, strange.
Uh-huh. No.
And that's hard to... No, I actually think that's hard to do. Like, if a random... Like, if we were teenagers and a random boy walked up to you and stuck his tongue out and lifted his eye down, like, would you look at that and go, oh, wow. That was, I don't know.
If I'm being honest.
Allie has a type.
If I'm being honest, that would have been the only boy to show any interest in me at that age.
Oh, no.
I couldn't even make girlfriends. It was hard. Little did I know, I was just a weirdo. And now I'll go have a good cry. I think, listen, it's the way he juggles the ball, you know? It's just like the little ooh, ooh, ooh. He's speaking with his feet, and you know it. I will die on this hill, damn it. I will die on this hill.
I want to pick a quick runner-up from Bleach also.
Okay.
You must have a runner-up. My runner-up.
I have the perfect answer.
Oh. So there's no need for a runner-up.
I'm going to be done. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
My quick runner-up is Byakuya. The dude is bad. Like, when he walks into a space, everybody's like, oh, all right. It's handled.
Get from the Bleach. Fuck out of here, man. You need to look up the word charisma.
Okay, let's look at the definition. Charisma definition. Compelling attractiveness or charm that can inspire devotion in others. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe I did need to look up the definition of charisma.
You're thinking of us as old people who don't know the word riz, thinking that riz is suggestive for something. I would say this Byakuya, I would say Byakuya is like bad.
What made it like, for well, me was how bad. You like how you like just like
bad. Okay, but you trying to do it to be very clear for our audio listeners, I did a little like I leaned, but like with my stomach, so I made it kind of like a U shape, and then I kind of like brought my hand up.
Oh, they got it. They can replicate that right now. Just listening to it.
Just like, you know, like Byakuya Kuchiki walks in the room and you're like, oh, he's bad.
If by that definition, I probably wouldn't say that.
Or like cold. I'd be like, yo, that guy's ice.
Yeah.
He's cold. Ooh. Shiver. Mm. You think people are following him? They are running away. They are scared.
I think, like, in a battle, if he shows up, everyone will fall in line confidently. But okay. not, like, yeah, I take it back.
I feel like charisma is, okay, first of all, I can't believe charisma is the one on the list that we are really debating. Let's just check in. We're like, brute force, okay. Charisma, we're like, okay, clearly we don't know what that word is. I feel like charisma is, like, a politician's got charisma, but like it's also in a way where you're like, I don't know what it is about them. I don't know what it is, right? A politician kind of like, oh yeah, is like cool-ish with everybody when they're in a room, they're working the room, they're chatting, blah, blah. Obviously not all politicians are liked by everybody because, you know, differing opinions and so forth, and politicians can be a lot. But like that sense of like being a politician, being around everybody, but it's like instead of people being like, oh, I like them for this reason, they'll be like, oh, I don't know what it is. Just like, I just really like them. I don't know. Yeah. Like they're running a cupcake scout bake sale, and I don't just feel like I should buy one. And now it's Bachida. Tell me I'm wrong.
I respect your decision. I don't know. Like, I don't know if, like, I don't know who else to pick. I still stand by Aizen, though. I think it still fits him. Ever since he slipped his hair back, I'm like,
yeah.
He knows how to make anyone's heart waver in a very villainous way. Like, he's just good at it.
I can get behind Aizen. Not like that, but I could get behind him.
Not like Bachida, but
I really think Bachida is the right answer. I'm horrified if anyone disagrees with me.
We should pull this.
We're gonna pull.
You should put this on all of your socials tomorrow. Doesn't everyone agree that Bachida has the most charisma of any anime character ever?
Oh god, I feel like he does. I feel like he does. Damn. Well, with that being said, I'm so glad that we all came to these conclusions. I'm so glad that we shared this all together. And let us know if you have any other ideas for any of these categories, right? This is just a fun kind of way to talk about some new anime, highlight a few characters we love. Again, you can find us pretty much anywhere on our anime show. Definitely give us a response in the questions. And with that, have a good evening, a good afternoon, a good morning, and a good night. I've been a Green Queen.
And I'm Binge Monster.